我们信徒啊，对罪要特别敏感。
We the believers should be very sensitive to sin.
因为神是圣洁的神。
Because God is holy.
唯有圣洁才能够见神。
And only those who are holy shall see the Lord.
传道书里面说，我们现在要做的事情。
Ecclesiastes tells us what we should do.
我们想要做，你可以去做。
And whatever you wish to do, you can do it.
但是我们要想到，我们将来都要面对神。
But we should be aware that we will be accountable to God in the future.
因为将来神按我们所做的行审判。
Because God will judge us according to what we have done.
罗马书第二章里面讲到神的审判有几个标准。
In Romans chapter 2, we are told about the standards of judgment that God will use.
第一个是按真理审判。
The first is according to the truth.
再来第二个就是有律法的按律法审判。
The second one is to those who have law, they will be judged against that law.
没有律法的，他良心就是自己的律法。
To those without the law, then their conscience will be the law to which they are judged.
所以神有一个审判的标准。
So God has a certain standard for judgment.
按照我们人的行为。
And this is according to our deeds.
他说，恒心行善的人呢，神就会把平安各样福气加给他。
So to those who persevere in doing good, God will give them peace and blessings.
作恶的人当然就把一些困苦患难会加在他的身上。
And God will give punishment and sorrow to those who are evildoers.
因为神是不偏待人的。
Because God makes no distinction of persons.
彼得后书第三章里面讲到啊。
And 2 Peter chapter 3 says,
说我们现在这个世界是暂时存留。
That this world exists temporarily.
一直到世人的罪恶满盈的时候。
And then when the time comes, when the sins of men have reached their,
神会用烈火把整个世界灭掉。
Designated level, God will destroy the world with a raging fire.
说唯有义人啊，才能够进到新天新地里面。
Only those who are righteous will be able to enter into the new heaven and the new earth.
所以我们一定要努力追求达到成圣完全。
So we should strive to reach, the completion and perfection in holiness.
无可指摘。
Without reproach.
将来才能个安然见主。
So in the future, we can see God with a clear conscience.
我现在所讲的不是我的话，都是圣经里面的话。
This is what the Bible said. It is not my opinion.
所以我们对圣经神的话要有敬畏的心呢。
So we should have a fearful heart to the things that are mentioned in the Bible.
现在一般的教会都讲爱心就好了，因为神就是慈爱。
Today churches speak about love because they say that God is love.
你不管犯了什么罪啊。
And no matter what sins you committed.
神还会赦免你的。
Then God will forgive you anyhow.
但是我们看到圣经不是这样的讲法。
But when we read the Bible, we see that it is not so.
所以如果说我们像跟着一般这样传那个不是圣经里面的道理，一定那会害人的。
So if we preach like other churches do, we will be making other people stumble.
有的人问说真教会会不会像使徒时代教会一样后来会慢慢的俗化？被神遗弃。
So some people ask if the church will become worldly and be forsaken by God like it happened to the apostolic church.
我们曾经从圣经里面看不会的。
From the Bible we see that this will not come to pass.
因为末世的真教会会从不完全当中慢慢建设达到完全。
Because the church of the latter days will find its perfection starting from its imperfection.
说神坚定的根基立定了。
It says that God has established the foundation.
所以真教会建立在这个属灵的基础上是完全的。
And the church is perfectly established on this fundament.
他说虽然好像一棵树。
And although it seems like a tree.
有一些枯掉的枝子。
That there are a few dried branches.
这个枝子神会把它剪掉的。
We know that God will prune those branches.
但是不会影响到整棵树。
But they will not influence the livelihood of the whole
tree. 所以有些犯罪离弃神的。
So for those who have sinned and forsaken God.
希伯来斯罗马书十一章里面就讲。
Romans chapter 11 says to them.
说我们好像以橄榄沾接在这个好的橄榄枝上。
That we are like white olives planted on a good olive.
说我们应该更加的谨慎战兢。
So we should be more fearful and more careful.
本来以色列人他们是好的枝子， 但是他们不信，神就把他们折掉了。
Originally, the Israelites were the good branch, but because of their unbelief, they were broken off by God.
我们是野橄榄被接在上面，就是逆性的。
The white olives who do not belong to the tree that were connected, as opposed to the right nature.
一般的接触不是这样。
This is not the normal way to connect the branch.
啊，既然我们能够在街上，我们更不能够大意，更不能骄傲。
So having been connected in this extraordinary way, we cannot take this lightly.
神既然不爱惜原来的枝子，
if God did not take in high esteem the original branch, he won't have more compassion for you.
我们离弃神啊，神就把你折下来了。
Because if you forsake God, God will break you off.
所以神有恩慈的一面，也有严厉的一面。
So God has a merciful side as well as a strict and
rigorous side. 如果我们长久在神的恩慈里面，
if we remain in God's grace,
神的恩典会源源不绝临到你。
Then God's grace will be shown to you abundantly and insistently.
但对那些跌倒的人，神是严厉的。
As to those who have fallen, God is strict.
所以说，落在神的审判当中啊，真是可怕。
That is why it is a fearful thing to fall under the judgment of God.
从我们从这个何西阿书里面啊，神看到，我们可以看到神对那种罪恶的恨恶。
So from the book of Hosea, we can see how much God abhors sin.
啊，当然你可以看到神啊，盼望人能够归回。
And we can also see how God hopes that man can return to him.
我们继续来看何西阿书第一章。
Let's continue to see Hosea chapter 1.
何西阿书一章，我们看第四节。
Hosea chapter 1 verse 4.
一章第四节。
Chapter 1 verse 4.
神对何西阿说，给他起名叫耶斯列，因为再过片时，我必逃耶户家，在耶斯列杀人流血的罪，我必使以色列家的国灭绝。第五节。
Five.
到那日，我必在耶斯列平原折断以色列的弓。神借着何西阿娶淫妇啊。
God asked Hosea to marry an adulteress.
啊，来预表以色列人呐、啊，他们好像这个不贞洁的妇女一样得罪神。
And the Israelites are represented by this unholy woman.
他说这个何西阿的妻子啊，生了第一个儿子，叫做给他取名叫耶稣勒。
Hosea and the adulterous woman gave birth to a son called Jezreel.
耶稣勒本来是这个以色列地啊一个平原啊的地名。
Or Jezreel was originally at the place of a location in the land of Israel.
因为曾经在这个耶稣列平原啊发生了一些事情。
And there were some events that happened in this place.
啊，那然第一个就是亚哈王啊，因为带着百姓啊去拜偶像。
The first one, of course, is King Ahab leading the people to worship idols.
所以他们全家受咒诅。
So his whole family was cursed.
啊，亚哈是战死了。
Ahab was cursed temporarily.
亚哈的妻子啊，耶洗别因为耶户叛变呐、啊，所以他被丢下来，啊，被摔死。
And his wife Jezebel died out of being fallen from a tower because of the rebellion.
耶洗别的整个身体啊，被野狗把它吃掉。
And the wild dogs ate her body.
啊，剩下一些骨头。
And only the bones remained.
亚哈的四十几个儿子啊，也被一些首领把他们杀掉。
The 40 and so sons of Ahab were also killed.
所以这个家族啊，受到很大的啊，很不好的结果。
So this family did not have a nice outcome.
因为亚哈家杀害先知阿巴巴利啦、亚瑟啦，带到以色列地了。
Because Ahab murdered the prophets and brought Baal and other false idols into the land of Israel.
亚哈的儿子啊，亚哈谢做王以后啊，他从楼上摔下来。
Then the son of King Ahab also fall from a high floor.
派使者去找那个非利士的偶像。
And his messenger went to look for the Philistine idols.
神叫以利亚说：“你去跟那个使者说啊。”亚哈谢没有办法下床，他一定会死的。
And God sent Elijah, saying to the messenger, "The king shall not be able to get out of his bed."
亚哈谢死掉以后，他的儿子约兰做王。
And then the son of Ahijah became the king of Israel.
后来啊，就被杀在这个耶斯列的平原上。
And this is how he died in this plain of Jezreel.
所以这个巴啊耶户啊，阿拿后来继承作王。
Then Jehu was the one who inherited the kingship.
当然，神让耶户作王啊，就是要讨亚哈家的罪。
Of course, God set Jehu as the king in order to repay for the sins of the house of Ahab.
但是耶户本身啊，又有极大的野心。
However, Jehu himself had an ambition.
他不只是杀害这个亚哈全家。
Not only he killed the family of Ahab.
他又用很狡猾的手段把拜巴利的一些祭司啊全部杀掉。
But he also killed the prophets of Baal with a very cunning method.
叫说所有拜巴利的先知啊，统统到那个庙里面去。
He called all the prophets of Baal to a certain temple.
他说跟他们讲说啊，你们拜巴利还不够热心啊，我比你们更热心。
And said to them, you worship Baal without enough zeal.
所以把那个礼物给那个拜巴利的先知。礼物。
So he gave his garments to the priests of Baal.
然后他吩咐八十个人啊，在外面等。
And ordered 80 people to wait outside.
他进去的时候，他也把那个礼物啊献给巴利偶像。
Then when he entered, he gave those gifts to Baal the idol.
然后出来的时候，就吩咐那八十个人啊进去，把所有拜巴利的先知啊全部杀掉。
And as he entered, he murdered the 80 false prophets of Baal.
所以是用一种诡诈的一种方式。
So he murdered this. He killed them with a trickery.
他虽然除掉了这个拜巴利的先知，
so,
但是他自己也陷在那个拜偶像里面。
Although he himself killed the false prophets of Baal, he also fell trapped to idolatry.
因为他同样的不愿意以色列人到南方的耶路撒冷去拜神。
Because he did not allow and consent the people to go to Jerusalem in the southern kingdom to worship God.
所以继续带领百姓啊拜那个但跟伯特利的两个金牛。
So he led the people to worship the golden calf in Dan and Bethel.
所以他们很多的宗教崇拜，所以名义上好像是在拜神。
So in the appearance, it seems that they are worshiping God.
实际上都是偶像崇拜的一种方式。
But in reality, this is all a method to worship idols.
所以神说，我要讨那个耶户家在耶斯列杀人流血的罪。
So God says, I will avenge the bloodshed of Jezreel on the house of Jehu.
所以耶户本身啊，虽然除掉了一部分罪，但是自己本身又在那个罪当中。
And Jehu got rid of part of the sin, but he himself fell trapped to the sin.
而且是行恶过分了。
And he did evil to the extreme.
所以圣经里面说啊，恶数出于恶人。
The Bible says that evil comes from evil doers.
你虽然要把恶事除掉，但是你自己跟着行恶，你还是一样恶人。
If you try to eliminate evil, but you yourself do evil, then you are in the same situation.
啊，所以这个耶户家族啊，后来也是被杀掉。
So the house of Jehu was also killed.
这个是在耶斯列的平原。
And this happened in the plain of Jezreel.
他说要让以色列国灭绝。
And this is for the destruction of the house of Israel.
要在耶稣列折断以色列的弓。
And it also says, I will break the bow of Israel in the valley of Jezreel.
这个弓啊，就是打战征战的工具。
This bow is used for war.
这个弓被折断了，就是它的战力消失掉了。
When the bow is broken, it means that there is no more fighting ability.
那你打仗啊，绝对一定是失败的。
And so if you go into battle, you will certainly lose.
所以在这个耶稣列平原的时候，后来亚述国啊攻过来的时候啊，
then,
以色列人就在那边啊大败。
When Assur came and invaded, they were greatly defeated.
最后的结果啊，就是亡国啊。
And their end was the destruction of the whole kingdom.
所以借着耶稣列啊这个名字来表示他们因为犯罪，所以神让他们失败，让他们要败亡。
So this Jezreel is mentioned here to represent that they will lose and they will be destroyed because of their sins.
再看一章第六节。
Let's see chapter 1 verse 6.
一章六节。
1:6.
哥妹又怀孕生了一个女儿。
Says,
神对何西阿说，给她起名叫罗路哈玛，就是不蒙连续的意思，因为我必不连续以色列家，绝不赦免他们呢。这里讲到 何西阿的妻子又生了一个孩子，是一个女儿。
It says here that the wife of Hosea gave birth to another daughter.
他说把她起名叫做罗路哈玛。
And God said, call her Lo Ruhama.
这个后面三个字啊，路哈玛就是连续的意思。
Ruhama means mercy.
啊、所以前面加一个罗啊，就变成整个意思是相反的。
So if we add the low prefix in the beginning, it becomes the opposite meaning.
本来神有丰盛的怜悯跟慈爱。
God has abundant mercy and love.
因为我们人啊，有软弱，有过犯。
Because we are weak and we have transgressions against God.
因为神怜悯我们。
Because God had mercy on us.
所以我们才能够继续享受神的恩典。
We can continue to enjoy the blessings of God.
我们才没有被神把我们灭绝掉。
And we have not been destroyed by God.
我们看诗篇的103篇。
Let's see Psalms 103.
诗篇103篇。
Psalm 103.
第八节。
Verse 8.
诗篇一百零三篇第八节
Psalm 103 verse 8
说真神有怜悯有恩典不轻易发怒且有丰盛的慈爱第九节
9.
他不永长久责备他不永远怀怒第十节
10.
他没有按我们的罪过待我们也没有照我们的罪孽报应我们十一节
11.
天离地何等的高他的慈爱像敬畏他的人也何等的大东离西有多远他叫我们的过犯离我们有多远十三节
12 and 13
父亲怎样连续儿女神也怎样连续敬畏他的人这里讲到神有丰盛的怜悯跟慈爱。
It says here that the Lord is merciful and gracious.
啊，所以我们人呢、啊，在神面前其实很多不完全的地方。
And we know that we as men have imperfection before God's eyes.
啊，但是我们敬畏的神的人，虽然我们不完全，我们恳求神怜悯施恩，饶恕我们的过犯。
Who are fearful know about our imperfection and ask God to show His mercy and forgive our transgressions.
我们有心归向神，我们有心离开罪恶。
We have the heart to return to God and depart from evil.
啊，神的怜悯就会临到我们身上。
And in this way, God's mercy will be shown to us.
啊，说他不长久责备，不永远怀怒。
Verse 8 says that He's slow to anger and abounding in mercy.
神如果按照我们每一个人所做的事情来对待我们。没有一个人可以站在神面前。
If God treated us the way according to our deeds, then no one will be able to stand before Him.
因为保罗说，我以前是一个罪魁。
Paul says that I was the head of sinners.
但是那是我在不信不明白的时候做的。
But that was before I came to believe, before I understood.
我是亵渎神、辱骂人的。
I insulted God and spoke bad about Him.
到处逼迫神的教会。
Persecuting Christians everywhere.
那没想到神的恩典却临到我。
But who have thought that God's grace came to me?
他用荣光照我。
And He shown His glory on me.
不只是拣选我，把恩典赐给我。
Not only He gave me His grace and chose me.
让我有机会来服侍他。
And gave me the opportunity to serve Him.
所以他说，主的恩啊，是格外的丰盛。
Therefore, He says that the Lord's grace abounds extraordinarily.
所以我们过去有很多的过患啊，主耶稣都把我们赦免掉了。
In the past, we have many transgressions that were forgiven by the Lord.
所以我们才有资格进到神的面前啊，来服侍神。
So we have the right to come before God and serve Him.
所以说，东离西有多远？他就叫我们的过患离我们有多远。
So as far as the east is from the west, so far has He removed our transgressions from us.
父亲怎样连续他的儿女，神就是怎样连续敬畏他的人。
As a father pities his children, so the Lord pities those who fear Him.
父母亲啊，对儿女他犯了错，我们都会体谅说啊，他还小啦，不懂事。
And when the children make mistakes, the parents will understand, saying that they are young, they do not understand.
啊，虽然管教他们，或者是责打他们，那父母亲的心还是很难过的。
Although the parents rebuke them and beat them, they are still aching in their hearts.
啊，父母亲的心啊，总是希望他离开罪过，能够得到完全。
They want their children to turn aside from evil and return to good.
说对一个敬畏神的人啊，神也是这样的怜恤我们。
So to those who fear God, God treats them in the same manner.
所以因为他知道我们的本体，我们只是土造的。
Because he knows our nature, that we are merely dirt.
我们带着肉体，有肉体上的很多软弱。
That we carry the flesh and we carry the weaknesses of the flesh.
我们带着肉体啊，是卑贱的啊，不堪一击的。
The flesh that is lowly and powerless.
好像那个花瓶啊，掉在地上就碎掉了。
It is like a vase that when it falls to the ground, it shatters into pieces.
因为神很知道我们。肉体上连性上的软弱
But God knows how weak and how vulnerable we are.
所以体谅我们啊，同情怜悯我们
So he has mercy on us and understands us.
啊，但是神虽然一直怜悯怜悯
But although God shows mercy time and again,
神对以色列人也是一直宽容再宽容
And he also gives the opportunity to repent to the Israelites.
但在这个时候说，我不再怜悯了
But here he says, I will show my mercy no more.
我不再宽容他们，绝不再赦免他们。
I will not forgive them or spare them anymore.
因为他们的罪啊，实在太大了
Because their sin is far too great.
所以借着把这个孩子起名叫做罗鲁哈玛。
And God said this through naming the son of Hosea as Loruhama. For I will no longer have mercy. And I will not forgive them anymore. So then when the Israelites were in trouble, God did not pay attention. Today, we can exist out of God's compassion and mercy.
实际上啊，我们如果没有神的怜悯呢，我们根本没有办法生存下去。
Because we know that we will have no survival without God's mercy.
啊，但是我们却不能够一直的犯罪下去。
However, we cannot
失掉神的怜悯。
Continue to sin and lose God's mercy.
我们看耶利米书第五章。
Listen to Jeremiah chapter 5.
耶利米书五章。
Jeremiah chapter 5.
23节
Jeremiah chapter 5 verse 23
但这百姓有背叛忤逆的心呢他们叛我而弃24节 心内也不说我们应当敬畏主我们的神他按时是雨就是秋雨春雨又为我们定收割的节令，永存不废。25节
25.
说你们的罪孽属这些事啊，转离你们，你们的罪恶使你们不能够再得福啦。神一直向百姓施恩啊，给他们合宜的秋雨跟春雨。
Constantly, God shows His mercy to the people through the rain that comes in its due season.
所以他们可以居住在美地上，生活富足。
So they can live in a beautiful land and have very rich lives.
但是他们越富足啊，越离开神。
But the more wealthy they became, the farther they came to God.
所以神说啊，我现在不再怜悯他们了，因为你们的罪恶啊，让神啊离开你们了。
So God says, I will no longer show my mercy to you because your sin has turned you back from me.
所以你们将不再受怜悯，不再蒙福了。
So in the future, you will be not blessed anymore, nor I will show my mercy.
所以没有神的怜悯啊，人就没有办法生存下去的。
So without God's mercy, we cannot live.
那再来，我们看第七节。
Let's see verse 7.
第七节
Verse 7.
我却要怜悯犹大家，使他们靠神，靠主他们的神得救，不使他们靠弓、刀、征战、马匹与马兵得救。前面说以色列家神不再赦免了。
Verse 6 says that God will not forgive the house of Israel.
所以我们知道说这个是北朝啊将要败亡了。
So we know that the northern kingdom is about to be destroyed.
但是神说还要继续怜悯犹大家。
But God says that he will continue to have mercy on the house of Judah.
就是在列王记下大概18章19章的事情。
And this is in 1 Kings chapter 11.
当时亚述国啊，把以色列周围的国家灭掉，把以色列灭掉。
We know that the northern kingdom was destroyed by Assyria.
他们也来围困耶路撒冷。
And then they came to surround Jerusalem.
有一个亚述王的将军啊，叫希拿基利。
There was a king from the king of Assyria.
啊, 来做主以色列人,
sorry, a general who came to put a curse on the people of Judea.
要来攻打犹大国。
They were coming to attack the southern kingdom.
啊, 那个时候啊, 以西西家王啊, 他就跑到圣殿去祷告。
So Zedekiah came to the temple to pray to God.
他说, 神啊, 我们像一个惨难的妇人啊, 要生孩子这些生不下来的那一种苦难。
Hezekiah said that we are in a labor, like a laboring woman who cannot withstand the pain.
啊, 求你怜悯我们。
May you have mercy on us.
啊, 后来神借着先知啊, 告诉他,
And through a prophet, God told the king,
说, 你们不要惧怕, 神要让这个亚述国啊, 让他们啊, 啊, 在征战非常仓皇失败当中回去。
I fear not because I will bring great destruction to the kingdom of Assyria.
所以神派伏兵啊，到派天使到亚述营，一个晚上杀掉数八万五千个人。
So God sent angels to the camp of Assyria, and in one night, 180,000 men from Assyria died.
亚述人一起来发现说，怎么遍地都是尸体。
So when they woke up, they realized that the whole camp was filled with bodies.
所以亚述王啊，就非常羞愧的带着残兵回去了。
So the king of Assyria went back to the kingdom with shame with the remaining people.
结果后来有一天啊，到他们的神庙啊去献祭的时候，
One day when they were in the temple of their gods, making their offering,
他的儿子把那个父王把他杀掉了。
The son killed his father, the king.
后来这个亚述国就衰败下来。
And this is how Assyria began to decay.
最后被那个巴比伦把它并吞。
And in the end, they were annexed by Babylon.
所以在这里讲到说啊， 神不再赦免以色列家了。
So it says here that I will no longer have mercy on Israel.
但是还要怜悯犹大家。
Yet I will have mercy on the house of Judah.
因为犹大家最后还出现几个好的王。
Because in Judah there were many good kings afterwards.
啊, 带领他们啊, 洁净圣殿, 带领他们恢复向神献祭。
Who led the people to return to sacrificing to God and cleaning the temple.
所以让犹大家 还带来一段时间的复兴。
So they brought a time of prosperity to the kingdom of Judah.
所以神来继续的怜悯犹大家。
So God kept having mercy on Judah.
南朝的犹大国啊，继续存在了一百多年的时间。
And their kingdom lasted 120 years more than the northern kingdom.
所以这里讲到说，他们这一次啊，不是靠着他们的刀工啊。 靠着他们马匹来得胜的。
So it is mentioned here that they were victorious not because of the sword or the horses or the horsemen.
因为他们有好多王带领他们敬畏神。
Because the reason is that they had many kings that led them to return to God.
所以神让他们脱离那个大灾难啊，
So God allowed them to escape the calamity and be saved.
我们再看第八节。
Let's see verse 8.
何西阿一章第八节。
Hosea chapter 1 verse 8.
哥妹给罗路哈玛断奶以后， 又怀孕生来一个儿子，第九节。
9.
神说啊， 给他起名叫罗阿米， 因为你们不做我的子民， 我也不再做你们的神啊。 这是哥妹给
This is the third child that Gomer gave Hosea.
说给他起名叫做罗阿米。
And he was called Lo-Ami.
这个阿米原来的意思就是我的百姓。
The meaning of Ami is my people.
既然是罗阿米啊， 就是加一个罗就是相反的意思， 就不是我的百姓了。
And with the lo in front, it becomes the opposite meaning, which is not my people.
对何西阿来讲啊， 可能他怀疑说他太太所生这个孩子啊， 不是他的孩子。
So as for Hosea, he might have doubted whether that was his own biological son.
因为他的太太啊， 可能是在淫乱当中所生的孩子。
Because this might be a son out of the adultery of his wife.
所以他说啊， 这个不是我的儿子。
So he said, this is not my child.
本来以色列人是神的儿子。
In the beginning, the Israelites were the sons of God.
因为他们是神的选民啊。
Because they are the chosen people of God.
不在外邦人当中。
Who are not among the nations.
但是因为他们离弃神啊， 以后啊，
But because they forsook God, they no longer had the right to be called under the name of God.
所以神啊, 借这个小孩子的民族来对以色列人说, 你们不再是我的儿子了。
So God told the people of Israel that you are not my sons anymore through the name of the son of Hosea.
因为他们不是敬畏神的神的百姓。
Because they were not the people of God who worship him in truth.
因为他们已经离弃神啊, 去拜那个偶像。
Because they have forsook God and instead worship the idols.
所以神说, 这不是我的儿子了。
God said, this is not my son.
所以我们敬拜神啊, 诚心敬拜他, 才能够成为神的儿女。
So we need to worship God with sincerity to become His children.
神的儿女就是要守神的诫命。
And the children of God should keep the commandments of God.
如果违背了神的诫命啊, 就不算是神的儿女了。
If we go against and commit the commandments of God, we are no longer sons and daughters of God.
我们继续看一章十节以下。
Let's continue with chapter 1, verse 10.
这个何西阿书里面啊, 一方面宣告警戒。
In Hosea, on one hand, we have the warnings.
但是啊,在,常常在一段圣经以后啊,他会给他们一些勉励,还有一些复兴的预言。
But inserted between the warnings, we can see prophecies of restoration and also words of encouragement.
在这个希伯来原文的圣经啊,
and in the original text in Hebrew,
这个一章的第十节以下,是并到第二章。
Chapter 1, Verse 10 is actually the second chapter.
所以一章十节是希伯来文圣经的二章第一节。
That is to say in the Hebrew Bible, chapter 2 in Hosea begins from chapter 1, verse 10 in your Bible.
所以这里有三节啊,是预告以色列家将来的复兴以及他们的盼望。
There are three verses here that proclaim the restoration of the house of Israel and the hope.
所以一章的十节一直到二章第一节。
And this is from chapter 1 verse 10 to chapter 2 verse 1.
看一章第十节。
Chapter 1 verse 10.
然而以色列的人是必如海沙,不可量,不可数。 从前在什么地方对他们说,你们不是我的子民。 将来在那里必对他们说：“你们是永生神的儿子。”十一节。犹大人和以色列人必一同聚集，为自己立一个首领，从这地上去，因为耶稣列的日子必为大日。第二章第一节。你们要称你们的弟兄为阿米，就是我的百姓。
This is a prophecy that deals with the restoration of Israel.
当然这也是一方面讲到以色列会复国。
Of course, we know that this is concerning the restoration of the kingdom of Israel.
但是更重要的是谈到属灵以色列的复兴。
But most importantly, this is talking about the rebirth of this of Israel in the spirit.
北朝以色列721年王国。
When Israel the kingdom of Israel was destroyed in the year
721 BC.
And as for the southern kingdom, they were destroyed in 606 BC.
但是这个亚述被巴比伦并吞了。
But Assyria was also conquered by Babylon.
所以巴比伦强盛的时候啊，就攻占犹大。
So when Babylon was at its most powerful time, it also conquered Judah.
巴比伦啊，亚述都是神惩罚的杖。
Babylon and Assyria are instruments of punishment of God.
后来他们两个国度啊, 神都把他们灭掉了。
And these two kingdoms were actually destroyed by God afterwards.
这个圣殿里面都有预言的。
And we can see these prophecies in the Bible.
所以巴比伦王朝以后啊, 就是马代波斯。
So after Babylon, we have Mede and Persia.
波斯王古列做王以后,
after a king, King Cyrus became a king in Persia.
圣经叫古列,中文写古列,在历史上的名字就是塞鲁斯。
We know that his name was Cyrus.
他做王以后,他说那个天地的主宰真神啊,让我来做王。
when he became king, he knew that God in heaven made him king.
当然他要我让神的百姓回去重建圣殿跟圣城。
And he knew that he had to allow the people to return to Jerusalem to reconstruct the wall and the temple.
这个以色列还没有亡国，犹大还没有亡国的时候，先知以赛亚就说预言了。
And before Judah was destroyed, Isaiah already gave the prophecy.
古列还没有做王啊，神就把这个古列的名字就提出来了。
Even before Cyrus became king, God already mentioned his name.
所以圣经里面说啊，这个历史啊，神是历史的主宰。
So the Bible says that God is in command of history.
他可以从古时谈到未来的事情。
And he can talk about things of the past as well as things of the present.
所以他的计划一定会立定。
So his plan will certainly be carried out.
所以还没有波斯国的时候，他就说将来有一个王叫做古列。
Before the existence of Persia, God already said that this King Cyrus will free the Israelites. The Israelites were in captivity for 70 years. And they were destroyed in 606 BC. In 536 BC, Cyrus made a law.
以色列百姓，犹太百姓啊，你们要回去重建圣殿。
Saying that Israelites are allowed to return to Jerusalem to reconstruct the city.
然后把偶像庙里面啊，拿来存在那里的那些圣殿的器皿啊，全部点交给所罗巴伯，让他们带回去。
And also to count the utensils they had from the temple and given to Zerubbabel for him to bring back to the temple.
所以他们就陆续的在那边重建圣殿，重建圣城。
This is how they gradually and continuously reestablish and restore the temple and the city.
那以色列国在70年的时候啊，又再一次被分散在世界各地。
And then in year 70, the Israelites were also scattered around the world.
因为他们说啊，杀害耶稣的罪啊，归在他们跟他们祖孙的身上。
And they say that the sin of having killed Jesus was upon them.
啊，所以主耶稣被定以后啊，三十几年，以色列国啊又亡国了，被耶路撒冷啊被那个提多将军把它攻破，杀害了100多万人。
30 years after Jesus was crucified, the Israelites were also destroyed once again by the Roman Caesar Titus.
说那个圣殿都被拆毁。
And the temple was absolutely destroyed.
照主耶稣所讲的，没有一块石头留在另外一块石头上面。
Just like Jesus said, there was no stone upon another stone.
啊，这是因为他们杀害救主。
Reason being that this is their retribution for murdering the Christ.
那圣经里面预言说啊，在末后的日子啊，神要把以色列民重新召集回来。
The Bible says that in the latter days, God will call upon the Jewish people once again.
说好像人在打那个果子啊，把那树摇一摇，果子掉在地上。
This is comparable to a person who is shaking a fruit tree and the fruits fall to the ground and the person then picks up the fruit one by one.
这个跟神要让他们得到末世的救恩有关系。
And this is related to their salvation in the end times.
所以这个这里所讲到的啊，说本来不是神的百姓，现在神要收纳成为神的子民。
It says that to those who were not God's people, that we call my people.
当然，一方面呢，被盗的以色列人，神让他们回去。
And God will bring back the people from Israel who were taken captive.
因为他们在外邦当中看到很多拜偶像的事情啊，所以回去以后，他们就把拜偶像的事情完全断绝掉。
Because they had seen many idol worshiping, they will cast away all these thoughts when they returned.
那最主要的，这里是讲到。
Mainly here, we are told about the restoration of the faith of the Israelites.
所以我们看到使徒啊，一直都引用这个圣经啊，谈到外邦人要信主。
So we see how the apostle uses verse, references verse, saying that the Gentiles should believe in Christ.
我们看罗马书9章。
Let's turn to Romans chapter 9.
罗马书9章。
Romans chapter 9.
25节。
Verse 25.
罗马书九章二十五节。
Romans chapter 9 verse 25.
那罗马书的九章跟十一章啊，就是讲到神的救赎的计划。
In Romans 9 and 11, we see God's plan of salvation.
神的救恩生给犹太人。
Which first, the salvation first comes to the Jews.
啊，因为他们不接受了，说恩典临到外邦人。
And because they rejected it, it came to the Gentiles.
啊，外邦人的数目满足了，这个救恩又会回到以色列人。
When the number of the Gentiles is reached, salvation will return to the Jews.
啊，最后的以色列的余数啊，全家会得救。
And the remaining people from Israel will be saved.
我们看九章二十五节。
Chapter 9, verse 25.
九章二十五节。
Chapter 9, verse 25.
就像神在何西阿书上说的，那本来不是我子民的，我要称为我的子民；本来不是蒙爱的，我要称为蒙爱的。二十六节。
26。
从前在什么地方对他们说，你们不是我的子民，将来就在那里称他们为永生神的儿子。啊，神在这个保罗在前面啊谈到。啊，神不只是要从犹太人呐、啊、拣选他的百姓。
And Paul says before this that God not only will choose His people out of the people of Israel.
神也要从外邦人呐 啊来拣选做他的子民。
But He will also choose His people among the Gentiles to be called His own.
说好像何西阿先知所讲的。
And this is similar to what Hosea said.
本来不是神子民的，他们要称为神的子民。
Those who were not my people shall be called my people.
本来不是蒙爱的，现在要称为蒙爱的。
Those who are not beloved will now be beloved.
所以保罗用这里啊，来谈到说，这是预言外邦人要信主、接纳主的救恩。
So Paul quotes this passage in Hosea to say that salvation will reach the Gentiles.
彼得也是这样的讲法。
And Peter also says something similar.
我们看彼得前书二章第九节跟第十节。
Let's see First Peter, chapter 2, verse 9 and 10.
彼得前书二章第九节。
First Peter chapter 2 verse 9.
二章九节。
Chapter 2 verse 9.
说唯有你们是被拣选的族类，是有君尊的祭司，是圣洁的国度，是属神的子民，要叫你们宣扬那照你们出黑暗入奇妙光明者的美德。十节。
Ten.
从前你们从前算不得子民。现在却做了神的子民，从前是未曾蒙连续的，现在却蒙了连续。所以借着主耶稣的救恩、啊、要从各族各民各方各国、啊、把神的百姓选过来。
Therefore through the salvation accomplished by Jesus Christ, people from each nation and each tribe will be called.
所以我们本来虽然不是属肉体的以色列民，
So although we are no Israelites by our flesh,
所以我们称为没有受割礼的，
We are called uncircumcised.
成为外邦人。
We are called Gentiles.
跟神所应许的主耶稣没有份的。
Who are outside the covenant set up by God.
但是神的恩典现在临到我们。
But God's grace has now reached us.
所以我们借着神的救恩归入神的教会。
So through salvation, we have come into the church of God.
他能够成为君尊的祭司。
To become a holy priest.
圣洁的国度属神的子民。
Holy nation and our chosen and the chosen generation.
所以我们本来不是神的子民，我们现在却成为神的子民。
In the beginning, we were not the people of God, but now we are.
我们以前没有蒙怜惜，现在却蒙了神的怜悯。
Before we didn't have God's mercy, but now God's mercy has been shown to us.
啊，所以保罗说啊，我们得救啊，不是靠人的行为。
So Paul says that we are not saved through our deeds.
是靠着神的怜悯，借着耶稣的救恩。
It is through the mercy of God given by Jesus Christ's salvation.
让我们领受重生的喜跟圣灵的更新啊。
Through the baptism of regeneration and the renewal of the Holy Spirit.
成为神的子民，成为圣洁的国度。
In this way to become the royal priesthood and the holy nation.
当然神选召我们的目的啊，就是让我们来宣扬主的美德。
And the purpose of this choosing is that we proclaim the praises of God.
所以这是预言到啊啊，新约啊，非犹太人呢、啊，就是外邦人呢、啊，要领受神的救恩。
So the prophecy in Hosea is concerned with the Gentiles receiving salvation in the New Testament.
我们看回来何西阿书第一章的最后。
Let's return to Hosea chapter 1.
说将来这个犹大人跟以色列人呢、啊，一同聚集，还要立一个首领从这个地上去。
It says,
因为耶稣列的日子必为大日、哦、 这讲到百姓归回了。
Verse 11 talks about the returning of the people.
啊，归回以后啊，就不再分两个国家了，就合而为一了。
And when Judah and Israel return, there are no longer two nations, but only one.
啊，从属灵上来讲啊。
From the spiritual point of view,
我们都接受主耶稣的救恩啊，啊，都是成为属灵的以色列百姓。
We have all received the salvation coming from Jesus Christ, and we are spiritual Israelites.
所以在耶稣基督里面啊，都要合一了。
So in Jesus Christ, we should be one.
他说耶稣的日子要成为大日。
It says, "For great will be the day of Jezreel."
哦，啊，这个耶稣的呀的意思就是神要栽种。啊，让他们在这个圣地当中啊，啊，在那边兴旺起来。
The meaning of Jezreel is that God will plant and make them prosper in the land.
啊，他们可以重新啊，在那边敬拜神啊，啊，享受神所赐给他们的福乐。
So they can once again worship God and enjoy the blessings that the Lord gives.
好像以前所啊，他们在国中啊，啊，因为神的束缚，所以他们所节期。啊，每年都有很多欢乐的日子。
And just like they did in the past when they were in their own land, living the days of joy.
神要重新把他们栽种在耶稣的地呀、啊，在以色列地，让他们兴旺发展的意思。
God will plant them again in the land of Israel for them to prosper and to grow.
啊，所以第二章就说啊，你们要称你们的弟兄叫做阿米，就是神的百姓喽。
Chapter 2 says, "Say to your brethren, my people."
啊，称你们的姐妹啊是。啊，路啊，路哈嘛，就是蒙神怜恤的人呐、啊。
And to your sisters, mercy is shown.
啊，就是神重新呐、啊、接纳了他的百姓，所以都是弟兄姊妹，都是神的儿女。
God receives His people once again, and everyone becomes brothers and sisters.
啊，都是蒙神所怜恤束缚的百姓。
And these people are blessed by God, and they have been shown mercy.
所以这三节是预表以色列的复兴。
So these three verses.Talk about the restoration of Israel.
我们再看第二章的第二节。
Let's see chapter 2, verse 2.
第二章第二节啊，就是何西亚对他的妻子的控诉。
And this is the accusation that Hosea makes towards his wife.
啊，因为他的罪啊。
Because of her sin.
啊，也是神对百姓的控诉。因为他们背弃神。
And at the same time, it's the accusation of God to his people because they forsook him.
我们看二章二节
，Chapter 2, verse 2，
说你们要跟你们的母亲啊大大争辩，因为她不是我的妻子，我也不是她的丈夫，叫她除掉脸上的银项和胸间的银胎。第三节
，Three，
免得我剥她的衣服，使她赤体与才生的时候一样，使她如旷野如干旱之地，因渴而死。这里讲到说啊，对这个淫乱的妻子啊，啊，所以这个丈夫的相当的愤慨。
And this is the anger of the husband towards the adulterous wife.
任何一个人啊，都没有办法说容忍他的妻子啊，一方面维持跟他夫妻之间的关系。
And no one can withstand this in the views that they have a marital relationship.
一方面啊，逼着他又去跟别人啊。发生不正常的关系。
And on the other hand, the wife has relations with other one.
一个男人啊，如果知道这个样的事情啊，他真的是受不了的。
If a man finds out this, he cannot stand it.
因为夫妻之间的感情是不容许第三者的存在的。
Because the emotions between husband and wife do not allow the existence of a third party.
所以先知说啊，要大大的跟这个妻子争辩。
So the prophet says,
控诉他。
I will argue greatly with
my
wife,
根本不配做我的妻子,
because she is not worthy of being my wife.
因为我也不愿意做她的丈夫了,
nor I am willing to be her husband.
所以她要把她的那个啊脸上的银像哈、哦，胸间的银胎啊，就是外表上那个淫乱的行为，还有淫乱的心思意念呐、啊，都叫她要把它除掉。
And the husband is saying to the wife to get rid of the harlotries from her sight and the adulteries from between her breasts, saying that she should get rid of any adulterous acts and thoughts.
啊，不然受不了的话，就把她的衣服全部把她剥掉了，让她显出她更大的羞耻、啊。
Otherwise, he will strip her naked so that her shame can be shown.
哦，看到这个丈夫啊，遇到这样的情形，好像快发狂一样了。
And it seems that the husband is about to go crazy.
啊， 不能够容忍自己所爱的人啊，有这样的行为。
Because he cannot stand that the one he loves has such conduct.
而且这个你们的母啊，就是指的以色列国啊。
When it says your mother refers to the land of Israel, the people from Israel.
神是在这里啊，控诉以色列百姓的罪，以色列国的罪啊。
Because this is God accusing the Israelites of their sin.
啊，这个儿女啊，就是指的以色列百姓。
The children then are the people from Israel.
所以神没有办法容许啊，以色列人一方面好像在敬畏他，一方面又不断的去。侍奉这个外邦神。
So God cannot tolerate that his people are on one hand worshiping him and on the other worshiping idols.
神赐福给他们，他们却把这个收成的东西啊啊去侍奉这个偶像。
God blesses them with abundant crops, but they bring the crops before these false idols.
甚至把他们的儿女都把它烧掉献给这个偶像啊。
And they even give their own children as an offering to the idols.
所以神没有办法容忍这样的情形。
And God cannot tolerate such a thing happening.
所以神说啊，要把他们衣服剥掉，让他成为旷野干旱之地呀。
That is why God says that He wants to strip her naked and set her like a dry land.
啊，所以后来啊，以色列民呐，神就让他们荒凉了，啊，他们的一些土产呐都没有掉了。
Then in the future, God made the land be barren without any fruit.
啊，他们整个土地啊，土产呐，神都把它收回了。
So God took away all the produce of the land.
这是神对那些背叛的百姓啊的一种惩罚。
This is the punishment that God gave His people.
说我也不怜惜他的儿女啊，因为这是从淫乱所生的。
Saying that I will have no mercy on her children, for they are the children of harlotry.
说他们的母亲啊，行了淫乱，怀他们的母亲做了可羞辱的事情。
For their mother has played the harlot; she who conceived them has behaved shamefully.
啊，第五节里面讲到说啊。因为这个，他这个母亲说啊，我要随从所爱的，我的饼、我的水、羊毛、麻油、酒都是他们给的。
Verse 5, the mother says, I will go after my lovers who give me my bread and my water, my wool and my linen, my oil and my drink.
这个以色列人他们去拜那个偶像啊，巴利亚瑟拉。
The Israelites worship Baal and Asherah.
就是他们把那个巴利当作龙神啊，就是。说这个巴利可以让他们五谷丰收啊的神。
And they took Baal as their god of the harvest.
啊，所以在亚哈王的时候，就以利亚的时代啊。
In times of Ahab and as well as the times of Elijah.
神要让以色列人知道说啊，巴利根本没有办法降灾，没有办法祝福。
God wanted the Israelites to know that Baal is unable to bring calamity or blessing.
所以以色列。以利亚就对以色列民宣告。
So Elijah announces to the people.
说我再不祷告神的话，会三年六个月不降露不下雨。
If I do not pray, there will be no rain for 3 years and a half.
要让以色列民知道说，不是巴利给你们这些土产的啦。
So that the Israelites know that it is not Baal who gives you the produce of the land.
让啊，能够出太阳、刮风、下雨，就是神啊。
And he who gives the rain on the sun is God.
所以他能够让五谷菜蔬成长，让我们饮食得到饱足。
And God is the one who gives us food and fills us.
那不是巴利啊，巴利根本不是神。
It is not Baal because he's not even God.
啊，因为他们错误观念，以为说巴利是把这些物质的东西是给他们的神。
Because they worship Baal, they thought that these things from the land were given by Baal.
所以那个时候就让他们三年六个月不下雨。
So God made the skies be shut out of rain for 3 years and a half.
以色列大地就造成饥荒了。
In this way came a great famine over the land of Israel.
啊，后来三年半以后啊，神叫以利亚说：“你去见亚哈王。”
3 years and a half later, God sent Elijah to see King Ahab.
到了加密山上。
And then in Mount Carmel,
说让以色列百姓知道哪一位神才是我们应当拜的。
God showed the people who is the God whom they should worship.
啊，他告诉以色列人说：“你们心怀恶意啊，一方面想要拜神，另一方面又拜偶像。”
Saying to the people that you are of double-minded because you want to worship idols and you want to worship me at the same time.
你们如果认为巴利是神，你们就去拜巴利。
If you think that Baal is God, then go to worship Baal.
你们如果认为真神呢、啊？造物主是神，你们就要回头归向神。
If you consider God to be the creator and the ruler, then worship God.
所以他们就借着献牛啊。
And so through the sacrifice,
看谁求助你的神能够把那个祭物把它烧掉，就是应当拜的神。
Seeing who made fire descend from heaven to burn the offering, from this they decided who was God.
结果那些拜巴利的假先知啊，从早到下午啊都没有什么作用。
Then the prophets of Baal called on their God without any response.
后来以利亚就重新把祭坛啊，神的祭坛把它煮好。
And Elijah then adjusted the altar of God.
那一祷告就有火下来把那个祭物啊，它烧掉了。
When he prayed, fire descended from heaven and burned the offering.
把那百姓看到这个情形，就伏在地上说：“耶和华是神，耶和华是神。”
And when the people saw this, they prostrated themselves down to the ground, saying, "The Lord is God, the Lord is God."
然后把那些啊拜假神的先知啊，就把它杀掉了。
And then they killed the false prophets of Baal.
以利亚再重新为他们祷告求雨。
Elijah prayed once again for rain.
3年6个月不降的雨啊，重新降在地面上。
And after 3.5 years without rain, rain descended down.
重新啊，有五谷蔬菜成长。
The earth to let the vegetables and the plants grow again.
神是用各样的方法要让百姓能够来认识他。
So we see that God uses different methods to let the people know.
但是很可惜啊，以色列百姓不久又离开神了，又是继续的去拜偶像。
But unfortunately, the people pursue God once again and return.To the idols, no long after.
所以他们认为说啊，我们这个饼水啦、羊毛什么东西啊，都是巴力给我们的。
So they think that their food, their clothes, everything comes from Baal.
后来神说、啊，我就要用荆棘堵住他们的道啊，用墙啊堵住他们的路，让他们找不到路了。
And this God says, I will block their path with a wall and with thorns, so that they cannot find their way.
让他们遭遇到困难绝境啊，啊，让他们知道说啊。他们靠这个巴力啊，根本没有路可以走。
God makes them face these obstacles and troubles to know that they have their reliance on Baal is vain.
一起默祷。
Let's pray in silence.
Amen.